Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Some Fed speeches and retail sales top the economic agenda for the new week.
Bringing the world to your ears. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. After last week's stronger-than-expected report on April employment, what can we expect in this week's economic calendar? The answer is speeches by several regional Federal Reserve Bank presidents, some important events taking place overseas, and some U.S. data on retail sales and inflation. Joining us from Washington is Wall Street Journal economics reporter Josh Zumbrun. So, Josh, it seems like the week kicks off with several Fed speeches, and obviously they're going to be speaking in the wake of the Fed not hiking rates last week and also the stronger-than-expected employment report.
Yeah, so the Fed meeting this past week was one where they didn't have a press conference. They just put out their short little statement. And so this is going to be the chance that the Fed officials have to really get out there and start talking about kind of their views and what's going on. So we haven't heard from them in a couple of weeks at this point because they've been in a blackout period. And so we're going to start getting more detail about, you know, how definite are interest rate increases in June and September. They've got some complicated policy decisions that they're hashing out. And so there's a lot going on in the Fed world that we could get some more information about. And the main thing that people are looking for is whether or not the Fed is going to raise rates in June and then again in September. Those are kind of the timelines that everybody is kind of focused in on, and we should get a lot of detail on that from all these Fed speeches.
Well, I got the feeling that they were sort of hell-bent on raising rates in June because they essentially said, well, we're sticking to the same schedule, and, you know, the recent soft data that we received is no problem. So that's the impression that I got. So will these presidents fill in the details?
Well, I think that's probably right. I mean, before we got last week's jobs report, the jobs report that we'd gotten for the month of March was actually pretty weak. The one that we just got for the month of April was a lot stronger again. So, you know, if the Fed officials had been a little bit worried about, is data getting softer, is the economy getting a little bit weaker, we're probably going to see from the speeches this week that after that strong jobs report, yeah, that they're not as worried.
All right. So they include Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren, Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan, and New York Fed President William Dudley, some pretty high-profile Fed officials, and they're all speaking on Monday. Apparently, the focus shifts overseas to some fairly important reports. On Tuesday, Josh, we have some data coming up from China.
Yeah, and it's going to be inflation data. And, you know, that's going to be important for the Fed, and that's going to be important for everybody because even though it's China, you know, China plays such a large role in setting prices all around the world. You know, I mean, anytime there's been significant inflation in the U.S. over the past 15 years, there's been inflation in China too, and vice versa. You know, the periods when the prices are low and when the prices at retailers at Walmart are falling, you know, that's all coming out of China too when they're low. So you know, developments in Chinese inflation data can be really important. You know, it looks like most economists are expecting these price indexes in China to edge up a little bit. So that would suggest a little bit more inflation in the pipeline for the U.S. But we'll see.
And on Thursday, we've got a Bank of England meeting. They're expected to hold their rates steady. And we also have some economic data later in the week coming out from Germany.
Yeah, and both of these will kind of give us a clue of how well the European Union and, you know, the UK, how well these economies are doing. You know, one of the kind of stories that hasn't gotten a lot of attention so far this year that probably should have gotten more is that Europe has been doing a little bit better than it has in recent years. You know, in 2015, 2016, all the way back to 2010, a lot of times when the economy wasn't doing so sluggish, you asked economists what was going on, and they would actually point to kind of some of the problems that Europe has been having as the reason for the slowness or the reason for some worries in financial markets. And over the past 3-4 months, maybe a little bit longer than that, things in Europe have been looking quite a bit better. Now, here in the U.S., we've been kind of so focused on what's coming out of the White House that we haven't gotten, you know, that hasn't gotten as much attention as it probably should have. But Europe's been doing better. That definitely helps things here. And we're likely to learn a little bit more about Europe's situation this week.
I'm speaking with Josh Zumbrun of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to What's News.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. As far as economic data in the U.S. is concerned, Josh, we basically have to wait until Thursday. We get producer prices, and on Friday, consumer prices for April, and also retail sales, which is always closely watched.
Yeah, I mean, coming right after the big jobs report, there's always a little bit of a slowdown in the U.S. economic news, because that jobs report is really the big one in the U.S. But inflation is going to be, you know, really closely watched. The Fed has a target of 2% inflation. And so, you know, when the inflation numbers start coming in above that, you start to hear talk from Fed officials of, you know, going a little bit faster on the interest rate increases. If the number comes in soft, you know, you might start to hear Fed officials think about slowing down. So, you know, it really can go either way, and it's going to be an important one to watch. And same with retail sales. You know, retail sales were actually a little bit weak in the first quarter of the year. And so there's kind of a big question, you know, what's going on there? I mean, is this just kind of a quirk of the season, or are people really spending less? It'd be surprising if they're spending less, because measures of consumer confidence have been a lot higher since the election. And so normally you would think if confidence is up, that retail spending ought to be up. Well, that wasn't the case in the first quarter. So, you know, there's kind of a big question over what this report is going to show.
Well, I'm looking at one estimate. It looks like retail sales bounced back for April, 0.5% or 0.6%. So it looks like they rebounded.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be really important for economy watchers. It's going to be very important for what estimates of GDP in the second quarter look like. How much does retail sales bounce back? Does it bounce back really solid? Was it kind of just a fluke that happened in the first quarter? Or are there kind of some underlying problems? The retail sales report this week is going to give us a really good insights into that question.
Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrunn reporting from Washington. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Stay in the know. Check back for updates several times a day. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.